Jamie Walter and Proven Thoroughbreds are going to sponsor the Guy Walter Stakes. Now, that really is keeping it in the family, and this will be something I reckon Jamie would be rapt to be doing. He's with me now. Morning, Jamie.
G'day, Sean. How are you going?
I'm good. I mean, when this opportunity came up, you must have just said, we're having this. We are going to own this.
Yeah, it was very, very kind gesture from the ATC. They approached us, and we were very, very pleased to be approached. And naturally, it's a great synergy, so we leapt at it, Sean.
I rarely think of many trainers who've left an impact like Guy. The number of people who still speak so highly about him, say what an influence he was, how good he was to them, he's really left a legacy.
Yeah, well, Sean, he certainly had a huge influence on our business, and to say nothing of the personal impact of his loss, and... Yes, you're right. Throughout the industry, lots of people still comment to me on how much he's missed, and I think he created a exceptional reputation through the game, and I'm very, very proud to be part of that legacy.
Now, what will the race officially be called? What title will it go under?
My understanding, it'll be the Proven Thoroughbreds Guy Walter Stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Run at Randwick on March 3, a Group 2 1400 for fillies and mares. Guy had a real penchant for fillies and mares, as you know, so it was a very appropriate race chosen by the ATC, formerly the Wiggle Stakes. And I tell you what, I'd love to have one good enough to win it.
I was just about to say, I reckon I'm tipping there could be a little email go out to a few blokes like Joe Pride, John Thompson, Steve O'Day, Johnny Bateman, everyone. Would that be a fair call?
Oh, very fair call, Sean.
Lift your game, boys.
Find a mayor for that race.
I reckon, and it's a bit like, and I'm going to have a chinwag with him in 10 days' time, Peter Snowden. I mean, the Greg Cribb Memorial is a very personal race to them as well, and they always set horses for it.
Well, you know, it's a hard game, this racing, as anyone associated with it would know. But, you know, there's also... There's also a softer side to racing, and most of us are pretty nostalgic about certain things, and to win a race named after Guy would be a fantastic thrill.
Now, you mentioned his relationship, the way he just looked after the fillies, the female racehorses. We've seen a few like that. I mean, I think Ron Quinton does a wonderful job with the mares. Neville Begg was another who was wonderful with them. What is it you think that Guy had? What was the magic touch he had with the mares?
Well, it's a very interesting point that you mentioned two names there. Guy worked for quite a while for Neville Begg after working for Bart Cummings, and learned a lot from Neville, particularly about the handling of fillies and mares.
Mm.
And, of course, Ronnie Quinton was stable jockey for Neville at the time.
Yeah.
And I think probably Ronnie would perhaps agree with this. Most mares probably don't need a lot of hard racing, a lot of hard galloping. A lot of mares respond to a reasonable interval between their runs. But look, you know, there are exceptions to everything. As soon as you say that, you'll come across a mare that, you know, needs hard galloping and backs up 7 days. But a lot of them just need a little bit of more delicate handling. And I think also patience, Sean.
Mm.
You know, there's got to be a sense of preservation of the horse. You know, one thing that's been rammed home to me is you can't win everything. And if you've got a good horse, you've got to have a plan that involves not winning everything. And by that, I'm not suggesting for a moment you're not out there to win, but you need to prepare a horse for a certain day. And fillies and mares particularly, I think, respond to that kind of treatment.
The other thing with a lot of fillies and mares too, and Guy and these gentlemen were terrific, with often when they hit form, they hold form.
Yes. I think that's a fairly well-known factor in racing, that mares can be a bit quirky.
Mm.
They can down tools too, and say it's all over just as promptly. But yeah, you get a mare in a happy place. See, half the battle of training horses is keeping them happy, Sean. If they're natural athletes and competitors, you've got to get them mentally in the right frame of mind. And one of the most underrated components in racing, Bart Cummings once said to guys, is the mental aspect. And geez, I reckon that's true.
Yeah, it is. And so, well, this is just fantastic. You're having a good run at the moment with your horses too, which is terrific.
We've had a great year, Sean. We've had a lot of winners.
Yeah.
We just won one good enough to win that Group 3 in March next year.
Yeah. So I'd love to see the email and the texts over the next few months going out. I'll tell you what, trainers reckon they've been under pressure in the past. Joe Pride, Johnny Thompson, mate, you blokes don't know what's going to hit you now. Once Jamie gets on the blower to you, wouldn't it be a massive thrill to win it?
Sure would, Sean. Sure would. And for Guy's wife, Wendy, who's always part of that day, it'd be a tremendous thrill. You know, should have seen a couple of horses that Guy trained actually win that race. Zanbar.
Yeah.
For John Thompson. So, it'd be great.
Can I make a suggestion? And this is just purely nostalgia. If you get one there on the day, why don't you get the strapper to be Peter Roble and the jockey Blake Shin?
Good call. Very good call.
I reckon they'd both love to do it. Hey?
To get straight on the blower to Blake's manager and make sure he's available.
I reckon Peter Roble would love to do it for you.
You know, though, you mentioned those two. They were terrific to all of us immediately following Guy's tragic death. They were... Morning after, Blake was the first there at the stable.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning, which was testimony to his character, I think.
I reckon now you might have a bit of trouble getting them off. They'll be locking it into.
We've got to find the right article first.
All right. Well, we'll leave that in your capable hands at Proven Thoroughbreds. Jamie, great to catch up, and it's fantastic to see that the legend will live on. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. It really will.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Jamie. Jamie Walter from Proven Thoroughbreds. Yeah, that's fantastic news, sponsoring the Guy Walter Stakes.